This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It's 14 till 9. Emmett Smith, Hall of Famer, joins us now. It's a pleasure to talk to you again, sir. We met a long time ago when the Super Bowl was here. I'm sure you remember being on a Mardi Gras float because you've not met anybody else since then. I'm sure you remember me, but it's good to talk to you again. And I wanted to have you because I got divorced later in life, and I've not dated that many women, but four of the five had sons
Don't roll over that like I didn't just hear what you said. You said four of the five.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna get to in a second. Four of the five sons. No, hang on. I only dated five women. Four of the five.
Okay, okay.
Let me get to where I'm going. Now, hang on, Emmett. Four of the five had sons that died of opioid overdoses.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's not that big of a universe. And that's why I wanted to have you on and talk about this, because very passionate about this. And to think, again, that the universe of women that I've dated is not that big, but to have four out of five have sons died of opioid overdoses, that says a lot. Talk about the nature of the problem, if you will, because I know that's why you hear talk about Narcan.
Yeah,
right?
The problem is so big, and it's taken out so many people's lives. Loved ones, people that you know, people that you don't know, people that you read about, people that you grew up watching on television or performing on the stage or something of that nature. And there are so many others that we don't know about. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know about the four of the five that you just mentioned. I don't know about
that. And that's why I wanted to bring it up to you, because that's startling, don't you think, people?
That's a crazy number. That means that the circle is very small.
That's right.
And the opportunity for something catastrophic to happen to anybody is even smaller.
Exactly.
And so spreading awareness around opioid overdoses is something that I've been doing for the last couple of years with Emergic and the Narcan brand itself. And I think it's important that people take life serious. Not to say that you're not. Don't think that it cannot happen to you, because it can happen to anyone at any point in time. And most opioid overdoses occur in homes. May not be your home, could be your friend's home. And we don't know what our kids might be involved in, and we don't know what someone else might be involved in.
You know what,
in.
Emmett, it goes to when you were a kid, you had this whole private life going that your parents didn't know about, right?
Right.
But yet when we become parents, we think that we know everything our kid's doing, which is
don't.
Not true.
Which
we don't.
Which
That's
we
exactly
don't.
Right.
And we don't know oftentimes until it's too late. And unfortunately, too late is too late. And so for me, and what we're trying to do is continue to spread awareness around the opioid overdoses and the opioid epidemic itself. When you start looking at the national average, since we've been doing this, the national average has come down. However, here in New Orleans, that average has been rising above the national average, which says that there's a bigger problem in this particular city. And so being here for the Super Bowl has given me and Narcan and Emergent the opportunity to continue to spread the news and the word around. I'm walking around with a Narcan nasal spray in my hand right now that I want to leave with you. If you want to give it to someone else, fine. If you want to keep it for yourself just in case you need it, great. Here in New Orleans, it's a party town, party city. so many people coming in from Kansas City, Philadelphia, and other places, Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, and everything else. People are ascending up on New Orleans for the big game on Sunday. And they're coming here for food, they're coming here for drinks, and they're coming here for a good time. Having a good time can lead to a bad time, no matter what city you're in. But while we're here, let's just try to equip ourselves just in case we find ourselves in a situation where we can help another person.
And then four out of five, that was back in the day. That was when the pills were somewhat legitimate as opposed to now where, man, it's Russian roulette. You do not know what people don't know what they take when they buy pills off.
We don't. We don't know what we're taking when we buy pills online.
Right.
I mean, we just don't. We assume that the person that or the group that's selling it to us is a legitimate group. We don't know if it's a drug dealer disguised as an operation. And we don't know if a bad batch got through.
Right.
But nonetheless,
there's no quality control.
There's not enough quality control. And there's not enough, I want to say, legal mechanisms to help supply chains manage certain things. And they're, on the Internet, everything is wide open. It's like the Wild Wild West some degree. And so
so tell me about the product, because people know, I think, of Narcan, but they might not know about it.
All right. The product itself is like a nasal spray. We have this method called lay, spray, stay. You lay a person down gently, insert the nasal spray into the nostrils, both of them, hit them with a couple doses, call 911, stay with them until 911 get there. And after that, you just pray. Hopefully that you get it in them in time enough, because this can reverse the effects of your overdoses. It can reverse it if you get it in time enough.
It'll at least keep people breathing, correct?
Yes, breathing is the key to just about everything. You lose oxygen to the brain in a matter of 3 minutes, it could be over. 3 months with no food.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Food and no water, it could be over just that quick.
What got you involved in this? Because you're very passionate about it. I'm just wondering.
What really got me involved in it is I lost a teammate to an overdose. And my sister-in-law, who passed away, but she passed away from her cancer and so forth. But she was dealing with cancer. And the effects of the opioids, chemo and everything else, she actually got hooked on the medication. And had a couple episodes. And so that became something that was real to me and my family. And so seeing that and going through that with her and having a friend of mine, Ray Lewis, lost his son to an opioid overdose. And so it was it's just losing life.
Yeah, you think you know and you don't know. That's why, like, you're talking about the parents thing. We had our private lives. Your kids are having their private lives. Yep. You think you know, but you don't. You can get that at drugstores. How do you get Narcan?
You can get it at drugstores. You can get it over the counter at drugstores. You can actually get it online at Amazon as well. And so there's a number of different outlets that you can get it at. And so it's readily available. The good thing is it's gaining ground. The momentum is gaining ground.
I don't think it's overdramatic to say every household should have one of those in it, because you never know.
Just like you have insurance on your car.
Band-Aids?
You got Band-Aids in your house.
Aspirin?
You also have aspirin in your house. You also have a fire extinguisher in the house. Why not add this to the medicine cabinet?
There is a game happening Sunday. Let's talk a little football real quick. How do you see it breaking down between the Eagles and the Chiefs?
Well, the Chiefs are probably poised to go for three in a row. I think Andy Reid will have this team ready. And I think Philadelphia has their work cut out for them, because when you got Patrick Mahomes, who's captain comeback today, and who's a guy that's used to playing in very tight games and don't crack at all, you give him too much time on the clock, he's going to drive that ball. They're going to figure out a way to get the ball down the field. And so it should be a great game, but I am going for the Eagles.
Really?
Yeah, they represent the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
They represent the NFC and the NFC East.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
I'm okay with that. And so that's where I'm at.
You're an amazing athlete. Who's the best athlete? Because I asked Bobby Hebert this question. Who's the best athlete he ever played with? He said Deion Sanders. Who's the best athlete you ever played with?
I would probably say Deion as well. I mean, he's the most versatile athlete. Michael Irvin is a great athlete, but Bo Jackson is the best all-around athlete I've seen.
Yeah, I go with that, too. Thank you. I mean, a pleasure as always, man.
Right.
And thank you for doing the work you do with Narcan. I mean,
thank
that's
you.
Sincerely.
Thank you.
I'm passionate about that as well. 855, 5 till 9, traffic now, WWL.